Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment on the Jewish experience in Egypt. As we come close to the holiday of Pesach, I thought it might be interesting to try to get a little bit more of a sense of the backdrop in the Pesach story. Surely so many of us will sit at our Pesach Seder and hear about the 10 plagues and probably hear a lot of Torah thoughts about the sequence of those plagues and what happened during those plagues. But what I'd like to focus on a little bit, really primarily based on some of the classic Torah commentators, is just an understanding of what it was like for the Jews leading up to the Exodus. And I think it might be a little bit of an interesting exercise. I hope it might give people some more to think about at the Seder or to share at the Seder. And regardless, it might just give us a little bit more to think about coming into Pesach. And unfortunately, I think it could very well be said that the famous concept, you know, what is past this prologue, or the way we would say biblically, Masa Avos Simon Labanim, that things that happen to earlier generations become foreshadowing for subsequent generations, certainly things mentioned in the Torah. Unfortunately, many aspects of the Jewish experience in Egypt have been replicated in different ways throughout our generations. And there's something very, very tragic, very difficult about that. There's also something inspiring about that. It just seems to speak to the message that we as a people are on this mission and on this path. And even when we encounter difficulties, there's a reason when we encounter those difficulties. And there are challenges and there are battles that we need to fight, not necessarily wars, but sometimes battles within ourselves, struggles with other nations, struggles among ourselves. And this is sort of who we are as Jews. Though we don't necessarily enjoy the experience in those moments, there's something uplifting and inspiring about recognizing how much of a path we find ourselves on, and that in certain aspects of this path recurs throughout generations. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to speak in a way that you don't have to have a chumash in front of you as we're discussing ideas and psukim, but some of you might find it helpful to actually sort of flip open your chumash as we discuss certain psukim. So I will try to mention exactly which chapter and verse we're at as we go. So just to get started, and obviously we won't go through everything, but I just want to highlight some points. The first thing I would like to go to is Parshas Shmos, chapter 1, verse 8. And this is really the introductory pasuk of the negative experience for the Jews in Egypt. And that is, Vayakam melech chadash al mitzroyim, asher lo yadas Yosef. A new king rose up over Egypt that didn't know Yosef, that didn't know Joseph. And Rashi brings down a very famous machlokas, a very, very famous difference of opinion as to what does it mean that it was a new king. So one approach is it was a new king. Of course, Joseph, the biblical figure from the end of the book of Genesis, did tremendous things for the Egyptian economy to keep it going. He was the viceroy of Egypt. He was a major person. It was known that he was a Jew. Might not have been known at the beginning, but it ultimately became clear that he was a Jew. And he, in the eyes of the Egyptians, was a tremendous credit to the Jewish people. And that was good for the time that he was around. That was probably even good for after he had died. But the bottom line is the day came where there was a new king on the scene who didn't have an appreciation for Yosef. And there, that's where the problems for the Jews began. The other position cited by Rashi is that it was the same king as before, but Nischad Shugzei Rosav. He wasn't a new person, but he had new decrees. It was as if he was a new person. And both of these speak, again, so many of our families have stories like this from Germany, that there were individuals who happened to be Jewish, observant, not observant, whatever, but they were so much appreciated and valued within the government, or maybe they weren't, or maybe they had a parent that was. And there was this assumption that even if there are people within the German government who are anti-Semitic, I'm different. And that's this tragedy. Whether it be that there was actually a new person in charge and he didn't care about the history, whether it be it was the same person, but what have you done for me lately? Vayakam melech chadash al mitzroyim asher lo yadas Yosef. He didn't appreciate what Joseph had done for the Egyptians and the fact that Joseph was a Jew, and what does that mean about your attitude and outlook towards the Jewish people currently in Egypt? Just as an interesting closure for today, the Sforno has a slightly different approach. The Sforno says it was in the history books. They knew there was this Joseph who had done so much for Egypt. The king didn't believe that Joseph was connected to these Jews standing in front of him. Just, oh, come on. You know, these people, I can't stand these people. Joseph, that famous figure, he was a different story. So it's just, again, somewhat depressing, but an interesting thing to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.